Hey, Bart, this is Prodigal Son, and I had an idea for you for an apology of the week, something like this. Bart Cop finds it necessary to correct his use of language. He had referred to Mr. Bush as a criminal mastermind, but these words were particularly ill-chosen, as George Bush has never been the mastermind of anything. Keep making the pie higher, bro.
Hey, Bart, this is Tyler from Ohio. See if I can cover everything in 2 minutes or less. You can go to a website called DigiDesign. Get a program. It's called Pro Tools Free. Don't let the free fool you, man. This is a top-notch program that people pay thousands and thousands of dollars. Every major album just about these days is done with Pro Tools. You can get a free version. It will not run on Windows 2000, however, or whatever the latest generation is, but it'll run on 98, and it will also run on any Mac.
I am familiar with Pro Tools. In the newest Rolling Stone, there's an article about my hope-to-be-soon good friend Butch Vig. Plays drums for Garbage, produced the Nevermind album for Nirvana. He remixes Garbage songs on airplanes using Pro Tools and his little Mac laptop there, which is kind of crazy. I mean, in the old days, you had, you know, geez, it was a studio, but because of Pro Tools, he remixes and creates Garbage songs in the damn air. How about that? Oh, and you also offered some tips on broadcasting, how I could do things better, but you didn't leave your email address or anything. I have no way to contact you, so get back with me there, dude.
Hey, Bart Cop, this is Bill in Wisconsin. You are unfucking believable. We finally have a news station that reports all the news from both sides of the plate, and you think it's right-wing affiliated. Fox News is the best thing this country has. Thank God for Bill O'Reilly. That simple, unvarnished truth is something that you cannot or will not understand. Let freedom ring. May God continue to bless America with freedom and the will to defend it. And if you don't like it, then you can move to Iraqi, man.
Somewhere I have a file of monkey sounds, just monkeys screaming in the background, and I can't find the damn thing. So if you have a MP3 of monkey screaming that would be a good background for the monkey mail, send it in, please.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm calling from the Limbaugh Institute of Egregious Stupidity. That's lies to you common folk out there that I have no paper to rattle. I'll indignantly thump my hand on the dashboard instead. How's that? You are listening to a stupid southerner who's propagating truth all over the airwaves. Damn him! Talent on loan from an invisible cloud being. And if you have to borrow your talent from someone that doesn't exist, is it real?
Bart Cop? What the hell is a Bart Cop? I'll be goddamned if I'll leave a message with a Bart Cop. What the hell is that?
Bart, this is Rhea from Ohio. I had laryngitis last week and I couldn't call, but I tried to email you. Please, please check out the cover of Newsweek and U.S. News. They had the same Iraqi guy kissing two different soldiers. It was the most blatant fake photo shoot that I've ever seen in my life. Unless you laid them next to each other, you might not have even noticed it. The Iraqi had the same shirt on in both photo shoots. It was just so ridiculous. I can't believe no one else noticed it. If you noticed it, or if you know anybody else that noticed it, please let me know, because I'm praying that I'm not the only one that saw it. Thank you very much. Love your website. Bye-bye.
Because of the horrendous lag time between the calls coming in and my ability to get them on the web, this was last week's magazine. So if you're in a position to check last week too.
Bart, this is Jerry from Arlington, Texas. Sometimes I feel a little discouraged because I can't find any Democratic representatives that'll stick up for me. But the one thing I keep in the back of my mind is that Jesus didn't ride into Jerusalem on an elephant. Thank you, buddy. Keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to the Bart Cop Radio. Thank you.
Hey, Bart, this is Brian in Portland, Oregon. I got a question for you guys. How is it possible to wage the largest bombing campaign in Earth history and at the same time take precautions against killing innocent civilians? Just curious about that one. Love you. Love your website, man. As soon as I get two nickels rubbed together, you get one of them. Bye, buddy. Hey, Bart, I'm watching Kudlow and Kramer. Now, when that fat guy gets on the screen and his veins pop out and he screams and hollers, is that little guy standing behind him?
I don't know why you're always speaking on George Bush. He is a very good president because he said that Jesus was his role model. And this is absolution for anything he does. So if you really want to understand what makes him tick, you got to go to my website, which is www.bushtoons.com. That's BUSHTOONS.com. If you'd like to type in many letters, if this makes you much happy, you can go to itsthepresidentstupid.com. This will take you to the same website through the miracle of hypertext technology, found on many of the products that you use today, like disposable douches and cleaning fluids for your car. So remember, http://.-tilde. You know, I have a dog named Tilda, and whenever I call her, she does, oh my God, what is that? Don't you take those Slurpees without paying. Goodbye.
Hi, Bart. This is Barry from Plaquemine in the great state of Louisiana, and greetings to you in the great state of Oklahoma, which up until recently had something in common with Louisiana in that we both had legalized that all-American of sports cockfighting. And I see that somebody went a little funny up in Oklahoma, and you guys banned it. What on earth are people going to do on a Saturday afternoon now? Well, you can come down to Louisiana and enjoy the cockfights because they're still going strong. I read some of your back issues where you had talked about the pro-cockfighters wrapping themselves in the American flag to defeat the ban, which I think is hilarious because that's what they do here in Louisiana. And if you come on down, be sure and stand up when they play Proud to Be an American because it's mandatory at the cockfights. Keep up the good work. Take care. Bye.
Well, I'm afraid in dusty Oklahoma, the cockfighting is still legal. It lost by a pretty good margin, maybe 55-45. And they overturned it. Some judge in southern Oklahoma just said, screw the will of the people. We love our cocks. Also a little embarrassing, the primary reason the Oklahoma governor was elected was because he did not oppose cockfighting. Hate to say something good about Steve Largen, but Steve Largen was against the cockfighting, and he lost the southern rural cockfighter vote, which apparently is significant. And since Brad Henry did not specifically come out against the cockfighting, I don't know that he's pro-cockfighting, but he's not against it, wasn't against it on the record, he squeaked to victory. So yes, we still have our cocks. This is still Oklahoma. It'll never change.
Hey, Bart, this is Brian from Normal, Illinois. I wanted to call and respond to, I listened to your clip yesterday. Semi-discussion with a gentleman who was talking about Tiger Woods and the Augusta National situation. I think it's only fair that you kind of address both sides of it because the chairman of the Augusta National Golf Committee, Hootie Johnson, he is a political liberal and he did work with the Georgia State Legislature on a lot of inclusion of African Americans not only into Augusta National, but into many government agencies within the state and in colleges and universities. I just wanted to make mention of that. I don't think it's necessarily a situation where they want to exclude the women. I think it's more that Martha Burke is not seeing the whole picture of things and maybe, in effect, hurting her own cause. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to let you go, and hopefully I can get a response out of you. Thanks.
Well, my response would be that I don't care if Burke is the worst spokesman in the history of politics. She's right. I mean, this is stupid, the idea that we're going to discriminate against women. I mean, geez, what year is this? And it sounds funny to me that he's pro-black and anti-woman, and he's a liberal. I mean, why don't he just be a liberal and accept blacks and accept women, accept Jews, accept gays, and act like he's a fucking American? Somehow we need to get past this whole let's discriminate against that guy. All that is a bunch of scared people trying to pretend to be superior by lowering the status of the other guy. And it sure would be cool if we could get past that.